After years of debate and relentless partisan battles, the impact of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is starting to become clear. According to reports released last week by the Gallup Polling Company, the Commonwealth Fund, and the Urban Institute, there's been a dramatic reduction in the number of uninsured. Gallup found that the uninsured rate in the United States fell an additional 2.2 percentage points to 13.4%. That's the lowest quarterly average recorded since 2008. That translates into a significant impact on the number of uninsured. Nationwide, roughly one in four people who were uninsured last fall now have received coverage, or a whopping 11 million Americans. In New York State, almost 1 million have received coverage as a result of the federal health care reform law. Gallup's research showed that the uninsured rate dropped by about 3 points from the fourth quarter of 2013 among every major age group under the age of 65. The uninsured rate now averages about 18% among 18 to 25-year-olds, 24% among 26 to 34-year-olds, and 13% among 35 to 64-year-olds. Nationally, adults younger than 35 have accounted for the sharpest increase in coverage. There have been some criticisms of the federal law about smaller provider networks and confusion over which doctors and hospitals are available. But the Commonwealth study found that more than three-quarters of those who had either enrolled in Medicaid or bought a private insurance plan in the new marketplaces reported that they were either very or somewhat satisfied with their new coverage. Of course, coverage is better than no coverage, but at least most newly enrolled Americans are comfortable with their plans. Much of the remaining uninsured Americans increasingly are concentrated in states that have declined to expand Medicaid, the insurance program for the poor. Those states are primarily found in the South and Midwest and have Republican-controlled governments that have been hostile to the new law and in many cases have tried to impede its implementation. That political resistance could be a major factor in keeping uninsured Americans from getting coverage. Moreover, despite extensive outreach efforts and considerable news coverage over the last year, many people still report being unaware of the new insurance marketplaces the law created. Even more did not know that the law provides financial help to help people buy coverage. Why the ignorance of the law? Well, those who have been opposed to the law have done everything possible, from legitimate criticisms to distortions to outright lies, to build public resistance to the program. Even after 4 years, congressional opponents are still arguing that they want to repeal and replace the law. While it's clear they want to repeal it, they still offer no alternative. The only real alternative they offer is to tell those without health insurance that they're on their own, and for those newly insured that they cannot keep their current health-saving coverage. Too often, the toxic nature of American politics obscures the actual good that's being done. The Affordable Care Act was an attempt to develop a program to ensure near-universal health insurance coverage. But due to partisan politics, ideology, and greed, the debate over this worthy goal became less about substance and more about keeping the president from having a policy victory, no matter what the consequences to real people. As Americans, we can't fall into those traps. The question before the nation was, should Americans have health insurance coverage? The Obama administration answered yes. And while there was, and is, a legitimate debate to be had over whether this approach will work, attacking the effort while offering no alternative is not only cynical, but cruel to those in need. Politics can be vicious, but where Americans should draw the line is where partisan advantage is at the expense of people's well-being. Thankfully, for the 1 million New Yorkers who obtained coverage, and for the 10 million in other states, that partisan fight has not kept them from getting protection. Hopefully, for the tens of millions that still need help, the future will offer them health coverage. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol, and we'll talk to you again next week.